From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A large militant attack on two remote outposts in eastern Afghanistan yesterday left 8 American troops dead and 3 Afghan soldiers, as well as an Afghan policeman dead. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
The early morning Taliban attack was launched from a village in the mountainous province of Nuristan. The volatile province borders Pakistan and is one U.S. troops are planning to pull out of. Officials say with reinforcements and airstrikes, American and Afghan forces managed to keep the militants from overrunning the outposts during the latest attack. Nuristan's governor says more than 24 militants were believed killed in the battle that many here say was one of the worst in years. He adds there has been no word on the fate of 11 Afghan police officers and 2 local radio station workers who were kidnapped by the militants during the battle. The weekend attack was similar to a raid by some 200 armed militants on a remote outpost in Nuristan 15 months ago that killed 9 American soldiers. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama's national security advisor is downplaying worries over al-Qaeda and Taliban militants regaining control of Afghanistan. Retired General James Jones appeared on several television talk shows today to say he doesn't think Afghanistan is in imminent danger of falling to insurgents, adding al-Qaeda has what he calls a very diminished presence in Afghanistan. Mohammed El-Baradei, the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says his group will inspect Iran's new uranium enrichment site on October 25th. The BBC's John Lyons has more.
Mohammed El-Baradei has always been a more positive about Iran's cooperation. He's always been really determined that this crisis could be resolved peacefully. He doesn't want to have a repeat, for example, of the Iraq war. Certainly Iran, on the face of it, is giving more in the short term. It's giving the access demanded to Qom, although it's interestingly not meeting the deadline outlined by President Obama on Friday. And it's also pushing ahead with talks for the that could enable some of its enriched uranium to be taken out of the country, processed further for a research reactor in Tehran. So cooperation on those fronts. But still, and yet in many ways, Iran's getting what it wants, which is a continuation of its uranium enrichment program. And also it's managed to push back the danger or the possibility of new sanctions.
The BBC's John Lyons reporting. Heavy rain is hampering rescue efforts in western Indonesia to reach hundreds of people buried in landslides triggered by last week's powerful earthquake. Officials say more than 640 people were buried and presumed dead in the landslides around Padang on the island of Sumatra. The UN says the death toll could surpass 1,100 from the quake and resulting mudslides. A fuel tanker exploded near a checkpoint outside Baghdad's airport, but it's unclear what caused that explosion. 5 guards were injured. There are no reports of fatalities. This is NPR News. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner joined other members of the International Monetary Fund's policymaking body in pledging to continue stimulating the world economy as much as needed. Steve Beckner of Market News International has this report from Istanbul.
The IMF's governing International Monetary and Financial Committee, a 24-member body representing 186 nations, committed to maintaining supported fiscal, monetary, and financial sector policies until a durable recovery is secured, and they vowed to act further if necessary. Their communique asked the IMF to help develop orderly and cooperative exit strategies, reflecting Geithner and others' views that countries should not exit from their stimulus policies prematurely. IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn said nations should keep pro-growth measures in place until the recovery becomes self-sustaining. The committee endorsed a shift in IMF member nations' voting rights to give developing countries a bigger say in the operation of the global lending institution. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Istanbul.
The California Highway Patrol says it has closed State Route 2 north of San Bernardino due to a fast-moving forest fire that's destroyed 3 homes and blackened some 3,500 acres. Firefighters are gearing up to save one small town and prevent the fire from spreading into Los Angeles County. No injuries have been reported. A forest fire in northern Arizona has grown to about 1,000 acres. The fire is threatening homes and businesses in Williams, Arizona, near the Grand Canyon. It began as a controlled burn to get rid of undergrowth, but jumped its boundaries. More than 60 homes have been evacuated as a precaution in that fire. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.